Our next presentation, Reduced Expression of an Early Enzyme in the Gossypol Pathway, reveals a link between the Gossypol and lysinylline pathways during fungal infection. Tanya Wagner and authors.
Thank you. So thank you for being here for this talk, and I want to thank my co-authors at USDA in College Station. Figure this out. So this is the gossypol pathway in cotton, and gossypol, as you know, protects the plants from herbivores and other pathogens. And we've identified an enzyme, GHC28, that is acting very early, somewhere in the stage between delta-catenine as the precursor and desoxyhemogossypol. There's a lot of enzyme steps right here. And basically, in leaves, hemogossypol can go down to hemogossypolone, and you get all of these compounds. And then in roots and other tissues, you go mostly to gossypol. We have used RNA silencing to knock down the expression of GHC28. And when we do that, we basically reduce all of these compounds in the gossypol pathway. But it's interesting to note that there's another pathway that comes off delta-catenine, and that's the lysinylines. And these are what the lysinylines look like. And they have a hydroxyl group here instead of up here. And so here's lysinylene C and hydroxy-7-methoxycatalene, HMC. And these will become important later in the talk I'll show you. This slide shows the results of HPLC on the leaves of the original transgenic plants. So there were four independent transformational events and six plants that are shown here. And wild type has HDQ, gossypol, and heliocytes, whereas the RNAi lines show a 94% reduction in the total terpenoids. So we were interested to find out whether this dramatic reduction in the terpenoid aldehydes causes these lines to be more susceptible to fungal pathogens, since all along we've thought that the gossypol pathway was important to protect the plant. And so we used FOV11 in an in vivo root dip experiment. And we compared Coker 312, which is the original transformed plant material, with BCF1 seed of one of the RNAi lines, and did the experiment and analyzed the results. Because it's F1 seed, all of those plants were genotyped by PCR to identify plants that contain the construct versus the wild-type SIBs. And the results, when you see RNAi plants, that's only the plants that contain the RNAi construct. And we repeated the experiment three times, and I'm going to show one results from one of those experiments. So you can see that FOV was 11 was very virulent on Coker, which is up here. Lots of dead plants at 3 weeks. And the lower panel is the RNAi lines. And again, lots of dead plants, perhaps more dead plants. We cut the first internode and grew up the tested those for any fungus to grow out, and you can see that we had very good infection in both of the treated limes, and the controls were clean. This just shows the disease score, where 0 is healthy and 5 is dead. And it shows that they were very healthy in the mock and very sick when they're treated at 3 weeks. Stem height was reduced with FOV11 infection in both, and shoot weight is reduced. The RNAi lines are lower. We weighed the roots, dry roots, and you can see that the RNAi lines are very have low weight. We also took those roots that were dried and analyzed the contents for the terpenoid aldehydes, separating those out by HPLC. And this is a lot of information, but the key thing here you can see is these are all gossypals, and you can see that they're activated very high in the roots in untreated and in infected roots of the wild type, and you can see that that's quite reduced in the RNAi lines. These are the hemigossypals. Again, the wild type plant has it in both treated and untreated, whereas it's barely detectable, in some cases not detectable, in the RNAi lines. And then this was the surprise, which is that we could detect lysinolines in the same HPLC run, and they're not detected in the Coker, either treated or untreated, but they are induced in the FOV RNAi lines. So, to summarize, it was kind of surprising, the coca roots have a high level of gossypal and hemigossypal in them, and these aren't induced with infection. The RNAi roots, this is not surprising, have only 6.5% of the wild type levels of gossypals and a negligible amount of hemigossypals, which aren't induced. But unexpectedly, the lysinolene compounds were induced in the RNAi roots. And we think that the reason why we can detect lysinolines in the RNAi roots is that this compound here, we have found this compound specifically in the leaves of RNAi plants. And so this is something that seems to build up in the RNAi plants. And this compound can be an intermediate in the lysinolene C pathway. So it's interesting because the lysinolene C pathway intermediates haven't been identified in cotton roots before, and the pathway is active in the roots after pathogen induction. And we think that the reason why we see them is a combination of the enzymes in the pathway being induced and our compound being there to be converted to the lysinolene C intermediates. But back to our original question, which was, are the plants more sensitive to fungal infection as a result of the gossypal intermediates? This is results from the first experiment, which happened to have more null segregants, more plants that didn't contain the RNAi construct. And so what you can see here So basically you have RNAi mock, RNAi SIB, so wild type SIB. And I haven't looked at this slide in a while. But what you can see is the differences between the RNAi infected plants and the wild type SIBs is very negligible. They're about the same. From just that number of plants. The previous experiment only had one wild-type SIB to compare with. So basically what that says is, you know, the most severely affected plants could be either an RNAi plant or a wild-type SIB versus the coker. And so the null segregants in the RNAi-containing plants show similar disease symptoms. And that could be because the lysinolene pathway is active in those RNAi containing plants, and it could provide some level of protection to those plants. So in the future, we would like to basically explore the sensitivity of the RNAi plants to FOV using more of those non-segregants as the control. And we also think we might be able to see clearer differences at 2 weeks versus the 3 weeks, and perhaps use a less virulent fungus. We also would like to test the toxicity of HMC and LC on FOV11. And I'd like to thank Cotton Incorporated for supporting this research. Thank you.
We got time for some questions, y'all.
Yes.
How are you affecting the plants?
This is an in vivo root dip assay. So it's not loose assay. It's actually pulling them out, putting them in.
Yeah. When looking at less virulent pathogens, are you thinking of other isolates of FOV or different types of pathogens?
Both. We would like to test verticillium, and we also, now that we have a plant that doesn't have any of the gossypals, we'd like to see, and if it has lysinolenes, it should also have an effect with Xanthomonas and be more positive and see the different relationships.
Because it seems like a lot of these more virulent ones, they've obviously evolved to cause a lot of disease with a lot of gossypal there. Maybe you need to pick these larger ones.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.